Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Maseches Ksubas Daf Mem, the third parak, Eilon Ha'aros. The Zichu Maseches Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas HaTorah. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph stated that one who violated a woman must be shosa ba'atziso, drink from his pot, and must marry her, even if she's lame, blind, or mukhashchin, covered in boils. Nimsa ba'dvar erva, osha inu rui lovelo b'Yisrael, inu rashai l'kaima. However, if there was an improper matter found in her, such as she committed adultery after their marriage, or she is unfit to marry a Jew, such as a mamzeres, he is not permitted to keep her, for the pasuk states, v'losia le'isha, and she shall be to him a wife, which implies isha haruilo, a woman who is fit for marriage to him. Rav Kahana said that he stated the following argument in the presence of Rav Zvid from Nardo. Let the ase of his marrying her be docha the los ase, if not marrying a woman he is not fit to marry. Rav Zvid responded that we say ase docha los ase in cases like mila and saras, where it's impossible to choose not to fulfill the ase. But here, although the violator has the mitzvah to marry the woman, if she says, I do not want him as a husband, mi ase lase kol, is there any mitzvah's ase at all? Rashi explains that in all cases of unfit women, we instruct them to say that she does not want the violator to be a husband, so that there is no mitzvah's ase. Pointing to the second mission on the Duff explains how the compensation of boshus begum, embarrassment and depreciation, are calculated, and concludes, knas shavu b'chol adam. The knas is the same for every person. B'koshi yesho kitzvah min haTorah shavu b'chol adam. And every monetary chiyuv that has a fixed amount from the Torah is the same for every person. The Gemara asks, why not say that the 50 slaim is the payment for all three things? After Rabbi Zera's two attempted answers were refuted, Abai answers that the pasuk states the violator pays the knas tachas asher inat because he has afflicted her, which implies that they are paid specifically because he violated her. And besides this payment for affliction, there are additional payments of boshus upagam. Rabbi gives an alternative answer from the pasuk that states, "V'nasani isha shochev yimat la'aviha nara chamishim kesef." The man who lay with her shall give the father of the girl 50 silver shekels. This implies hanas shchiva chamishim, that for the pleasure of lying with her, he pays 50 shekels to the father. Makal de eka boshus begam. From here, we can infer that there are additional payments of embarrassment and depreciation. And pointing with you, the Gemara is how we know that the payments of boshus begam are paid to the father and not to the daughter herself. After attempts to prove that there is a Torah source that the father is paid are refuted, it answers, Mistabrid de Aviyah, it's logical that they go to the father. The boy must allow Manuba Mukushkin, for if he wishes, he can give her over to a man who is repulsive or afflicted with boils. Rashi explains that it is in the father's reshus to embarrass her and depreciate her value through relations with a repulsive person in exchange for the Kedushin money. Since the violator preempted the father by embarrassing her and depreciating the value, he causes the father to lose out from the money he could have received. So once again, the three points are: number one, the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph state that one who violated a woman must be shosa ba'atziso, drink from his pot, and must marry her, even if she is lame, blind, or a mukhashchin, covered in boils. Nimsa ba'dvar erva, osha inu rui lovelo b'Yisrael, inu rashai l'kaima. However, if there was an improper matter found in her, such as she committed adultery after their marriage, or she is unfit to marry a Jew, such as a mamzeres, he is not permitted to keep her, for the pasuk states, v'losia le'isha, and she shall be to him a wife, which implies isha haruilo, a woman who is fit for marriage to him. Rav Kahana said that he stated the following argument in the presence of Rabbi Zvid from Nardo. Let the ase of his marrying her be docha the los ase, if not marrying a woman he is not fit to marry. Rav Zvid responded that we say ase docha los ase in cases like mila and saras, where it's impossible to choose not to fulfill the ase. But here, although the violator has the mitzvah to marry the woman, if she says, I do not want him as a husband, mi ase lase kol, is there any mitzvah's ase at all? Rashi explains that in all cases of unfit women, we instruct them to say that she does not want the violator to be a husband, so that there is no mitzvah's ase. Pointing to the second Mishnah on the Duff explains how the compensation of boshus begum, embarrassment and depreciation, are calculated, and concludes, knas shavu b'chol adam. The knas is the same for every person. B'koshi yesho kitzvah min haTorah shavu b'chol adam. And every monetary chiyuv that has a fixed amount from the Torah is the same for every person. The Gemara asks, why not say that the 50 slaim is the payment for all three things? After Rabbi Zera's two attempted answers were refuted, Abai answers that the pasuk states the violator pays the knas tachas asher inat because he has afflicted her, which implies that they are paid specifically because he violated her. And besides this payment for affliction, there are additional payments of boshus upagam. Rava gives an alternative answer from the pasuk that states, "Benasani isha shochev yimat la'aviha nara chamishim kesef." The man who lay with her shall give the father of the girl 50 silver shekels. This implies hanas shchiva chamishim, that for the pleasure of lying with her, he pays 50 shekels to the father. Makal de ikaboshes begam. From here, we can infer that there are additional payments of embarrassment and depreciation. And pointing with you, the Gemara is how we know that the payments of Boshus Begum are paid to the father and not to the daughter herself. After attempts to prove that there is a Torah source that the father's paid are refuted, it answers, Mistabrid de Aviyah. It's logical that they go to the father. The boy Masalel Manuva Mukushkin, for if he wishes, he can give her over to a man who is repulsive or afflicted with boils. Rashi explains that it is in the father's rishus to embarrass her and depreciate her value through relations with a repulsive person in exchange for the Kedushin money. Since the violator preempted the father by embarrassing her and depreciating the value, he causes the father to lose out from the money he could have received. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Mem, and our standard sim relates to mayim, water, but we use a pool, a swimming pool, as the sim to make it a little more distinct. So here goes. When the Na'ara Mamzeris was instructed to say she doesn't want to marry her violator, he dove into the pool to escape the Boshus Begum payments, which are not included in the Kanas, but was captured by her father, who was eager to receive them and was planning to marry her off to a mukashchin. Once again, in slow motion. When the Na'ara Mamzeris was instructed to say she doesn't want to marry her violator, he dove into the pool. Pool? That must be on Daf Mem, Maim, swimming pool. When the Na'ara Mamzeris was instructed to say she doesn't want to marry her violator, which reminds us, if one violates a woman who is unfit to marry a Jew, such as a Mamzeris, he's not permitted to keep her, for the pasuk states, Belo siya le'isha, and she shall be to him a wife, which implies Isha harui lo, a woman who is fit for marriage to him, Rav Kahana said. That he said the following argument in the presence of Rav Zvid from Narda. Nase asiv nidche losase, let the asiv as marrying her be docha, the losase of not marrying a woman who is not fit to marry. Rav Zvid responded that we say, ase doche losase, in cases like Nila and Saras, where it's impossible to choose not to fulfill the ase. But here, although the violator has the mitzvah to marry the woman, if she says, I do not want him as a husband, is there any mitzvah's ase at all? Rashi explains that in all cases of unfit women, we instruct them to say she doesn't want the violator to be a husband, so that there is no mitzvah's ase. So when the Na'ara Mamzeris was instructed to say, she doesn't want to marry her violator, he dove into the pool to escape the Boshus Begum payments, which are not included in the Kanas. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, why not say that the 50 slime is the payment for Kanas, Boshus, and Begum? Abai answers that the pasuk states that the violator pays the Kanas, Tachas Hashir Inot, because he has afflicted her, which implies that they are paid specifically because he violated her. And besides this payment for affliction, there are additional payments of Boshus Begum. Rava gives an alternative answer from the pasuk that states, "Vanasana isha shochev yimal la'aviha nara chamishim kesef." The man who lay with her shall give the father of the girl 50 silver shekels. This implies hanos shchiva chamishim, that for the pleasure of lying with her, he pays 50 shekels of the father. Makal de eka boshus begam. From here, we can infer that there are additional payments of embarrassment and depreciation. So, when the Na'ara Mamzeris was instructed to say she does not want to marry her violator, he dove into the pool to escape the boshus begam payments, which are not included in the kanas, but was captured by her father, who was eager to receive them and was planning to marry her off to a mukashchin, which reminds us. It's logical that Boshus and Begum go to the father, for if he wishes, he can give her over to a man who is repulsive, or a mukashchin, afflicted with boils. Rashi explains that it's in the father's rishus to embarrass her and depreciate her value through relations with a repulsive person in exchange for the Kedusha money. So since the violator preempted the father by embarrassing her and depreciating her value, he causes the father to lose out from the money he could have received. So once again, when the Na'ara Mamzeris was instructed to say that she does not want to marry her violator, he dove into the pool to escape Boshus Begum payments, which are not included in the Kanas, but was captured by her father, who was eager to receive them and was planning to marry her off to a mukashchin. All right, now it's time for four blot back Chazara. Daf Lamed Vav, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The Choresh is holding a lulav, that must be one Daf Lamed Vav. The Choresh is holding a lulav with a sign on it that said, please speak up on my behalf regarding a Tanis Pesulim, which reminds us, the Gemara explains, that the Tana of a Braisa that taught that a Choresh and a Shota cannot have a claim of Tanis Pesulim brought against them is from Gamliel, for just as he believes a woman who said that she was violated after receiving her Kedushin so that she doesn't lose her Ksuba, so too here in the case of the Choresh and the Shota, she doesn't lose her Ksuba, for we would say that if she had been mentally competent, she would claim that she was violated after Kedushin. When the Gemara asks if one actually heard that this was Rabban Gamliel's position, when the woman herself does not make the claim, it answers that it's based on the principle of psach picha le'ilim, open your mouth on behalf of the mute, which means one should speak up on behalf of those who cannot do so for themselves. So the Charesh is holding a lul with a sign on it that said, please speak up on my behalf regarding a tanis basulim. Didn't hear the crash when the blind girl using a lul as a cane fell down and struck the ground, which reminds us, it was stated in a brisa. Sumcha says, in the name of Rabbi Meir, suma ein la tanis basulim, a blind woman cannot have brought against her a tanis basulim because a blind girl is likely to fall and strike the ground, which would cause her to lose her dam basulim. Since she doesn't see that she's bleeding, she doesn't show her mother. So the Charesh is holding a lul with a sign on it that said, please speak up on my behalf regarding Atanas Basulim. Didn't hear the crash when the blind girl using a lulav as a cane fell down and struck the ground after tripping over a freed captive woman who was sitting eating truma while counting her kanas. Which reminds, the Gemara explains of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a shvuya who is ransomed is still in her state of purity, even if she's old, meaning older than the three, and she doesn't lose her right to receiving a kanas, is not necessarily saying the same thing as Rabbi Dosu, who holds shvuya ocheles betruma, a former captive woman who's a bas kohen is permitted to eat truma. They might have different reasons for being lenient. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The referees at the fierce Kamlei B'Rabbi Minei laser tag tournament between one Chayiv Misa and another Chayiv Malkus, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why there are two sources for the principle of Kamlei B'Rabbi Minei, one for Chayiv Misa and the other for Chayiv Malkus. So the referees at the fierce Kamlei B'Rabbi Minei laser tag tournament between one Chayiv Misa and another Chayiv Malkus, who refused to take atonement money for murderers facing execution, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why it was necessary to teach that a murderer Mamezid can't give kofar atonement money to redeem his life, and also to teach separately the one who kills Beshogig and sent to an Ir Miklat can't give kofar and redeem his life. So the referees at the Kamlei B'Rabbi Minei laser tag tournament between one Chayiv Misa and another Chayiv Malkus, who refused to take atonement money for murderers facing execution or heading to the Ari Miklat, declared the one who zapped his opponent in the neck the victor, since he chose a Misa Yafa. Which reminds us, the Gemara explains that those executed with Saif are executed with a sword to the neck, and that it's learned from the Parsha of Egel Arufa, but we don't learn from that Parsha that it's with an axe and at the back of the neck, because we learn from the pasuk of Vahavta Reicha Kamocha that we must choose a Misa Yafa, a more favorable death. Daf Lamed Ches. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Ches is a Devar Lach, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. The Nari eating from a bowl of comforting chicken soup, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Ches, a Devar Lach. The Na'ara eating from a bowl of comforting chicken soup after being engaged, divorced, and then violated, which reminds us of the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Agali and Rabbi Akiva, whether a Na'ara that was engaged, divorced, and then violated receives a kanas. The machlokes is based on how they understand the pasuk of Asher lo arasa, who was not engaged. So the Na'ara eating from a bowl of comforting chicken soup after being engaged, divorced, and then violated, that she bought with the 50 silver shkalim she had been given, which reminds us, we discussed where we learned that a ma'anis and mafanta must pay 50 silver shkalim, whether it's from the Gezer Shava of Asher lo arasa in the parshios of the ma'anis and mafanta, or according to Rabbi Yossi Galili, it's from the pasuk of Kesev Yishkol Kamoha Basulos. So the Na'ara eating from a bowl of comforting chicken soup after being engaged, divorced, and then violated, that she bought with the 50 silver shkalim she had been given, sent a bowl over to the distraught father of a Na'ara Basul who died after being violated, since he received nothing. Which reminds us, Abaye said, Ba'alel Mesa Pater, if one violated a Na'ara Basul and she died before the violator was sued by the father and found liable by Basin, he's Pater from payment, for the Pasuk states, V'nasan La'viha Na'ara, and he, referring to the violator, shall give to the father of the Na'ara 50 silver coins. The superfluous expression of Na'ara teaches that the fine is paid to the father of the Na'ara, V'lo La'avi Mesa, and not to the father of a deceased girl. The Gemara says that what was obvious to Abaye was the basis of a question for Rava. Daf Lamed Tes. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Tes is a letter, and we often use a mailman. So here goes. The mailman, mailman. That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Tes, letter. The mailman who delivered the kanas package to the Na'ara, who got married after she was violated, which reminds us, Rava asked Abaye, Ba'al ha'vin yis'ar samah, what's the halacha? If one violated a Na'ara and she became engaged before the violator was found guilty, Abaye answered, the pasuk does not say, v'nasan l'avia nara, ashulo arusa, and the violator shall give to the father of the nara who was not engaged. And this is different from the case where she got married. For just as her becoming a bogeris removes a daughter from her father's ushus, and marriage removes her from her father's ushus, then just as in the case of a bogeris where one violates her as a nara and she becomes a bogeris before judgment, she gets the kanas, so too in the case of her marrying, she gets the kanas. But with regard to kedushin, she's not completely removed from her father's ushus, in that her father and her husband can annul her nadarim. So the mailman who delivered the kanas package to the na'ara, who got married after she was violated, along with a big poster from Basin listing the differences between ha'onis and the mafata, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the differences between ha'onis and the mafata in terms of the payments that are made and when they must marry the woman. So the mailman who delivered the kanas package to the na'ara, who got married after she was violated, along with a big poster from Basin listing the differences between ha'onis and the mafata, overheard her tell her father she was so grateful he prevented her marriage to the one who violated her from happening. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, in both cases of the seducer and the violator, both she and her father can prevent the marriage from taking place. The Gemara asks, where is it known that the father can block the marriage if she's violated? Abaye answered, Shelo yechote niskar. It's logical that the sinner should not be rewarded for his sin. And Rava said, it's a kal vachomer. If in the case of the seducer who only went against the will of the father, both the girl and the father can prevent the marriage, then all the more so with the violator who went against the will of the father and the daughter, he or she can prevent the marriage. All right, now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn on Nara who gets engaged after she's violated? The father keeps the knus, but if she gets married, she gets to keep it. That's on Duff. Lamates. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn Boshes and Pagam go to the father since he's the one who's losing out, since he could have married her off to Manuvo or Mukoshkin? That's on Duff. Mem. Good. Number 3. Which did they learn from the Ego Rufa that Saif is Kenega the Tzavar, the neck, and it's done in the front of the neck because it's a Misa Yafa? That's on Dav. Ahmed Zayn. Good. Number 4. Which did they learn that Abai said that the father of Atnara who was violated but died before Basin Paskin does not receive the Knas? That's on Dav. Mahmed Ches. Good. Number 5. Which did they learn the father can block the marriage in the case of an onus as well, according to Abai, Shelo Yechote Niskar, and according to Rava, based on the Kal Vachomer? That's on Duff. Mahmed Ches. Good. Number 6. Which did they learn Rabbi Yochanan HaSander holds that if one cooks but makes it on Shabbos, the dish is forbidden to everyone forever? That's on Duff. Mahmed Dahl. Good. Number 7. Which did they learn Boshes and Pagam are not included in the Knas payment? That's on Duff. Mem. Good. Number 8. Which did they learn why two sources are brought for Kamalei by the Rabbi Mine? One for Chayvei Misa and one for Chayvei Malkus. That's on Duff. Ahmed Zayn. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we have the mission that lists the differences between Ha'onas and Ha'mafata? That's on Duff. Ahmed Tess. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we instruct a woman who cannot marry her violator, such as a mamzeres, to say she does not want to marry him, and this is not a case of an ase docha lo sase? That's on Duff. Mem. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.